And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's February the 20th, 2011. 1950, on this day, Dylan Thomas started out on his first reading tour of the United States. He'd grown up in Wales watching cowboy movies and American cartoons, so he wanted to come to this country. They picked him up at the airport in New York. They drove toward Manhattan, and when Thomas saw the skyline, he said, "I knew America would be just like this." The tour lasted from February until June. He traveled all over the country, went to many universities. Dylan Thomas had never finished college himself. He was terrified of academics. And that was one reason when he went to faculty parties, gave readings to thousands of people in auditoriums at universities, he got terribly, terribly drunk at all the parties, shouting obscenities, hitting on women. Everyone was shocked and horrified, but it kept them at a distance. And when the time would come for Thomas to give his reading, even though he'd been nearly falling down drunk a few hours before, he would always come out on stage and stun the audience with his performance. He had a deep, beautiful voice he developed at the BBC, and audiences hung on his every word. The tour went on and on through the spring, traveled to California and back, and wrote home to his wife, "I'm hardly living, I'm just a voice on wheels," and came to dislike America, which he described as this vast, mad horror that doesn't know its size or its strength or its weakness or its barbaric speed, stupidity, din, self-righteousness, this cancerous Babylon. It's the birthday of the photographer Ansel Adams, born San Francisco, 1902. A talented musician, as a child, he'd sit down at the piano, play it with his right hand. He'd play a harmonica with his left hand, play a drum with his left foot. Had a hard time in school, couldn't memorize things, couldn't remember things. He loved the outdoors. And his father was an understanding man and let the boy study at home. And he also got him a season pass to the Panama Pacific International Exposition, which opened in San Francisco on this day in 1915, Ansel Adams's 13th birthday. The boy loved the exposition. He went every day. He rode the roller coasters, jumped on the trampoline. He saw the million-volt electric transformer and steam pyrotechnics. There was a palace of horticulture, a court of the universe, a tower of jewels. There were concerts, there were lectures, there were exhibits. And the next year, his parents gave him a gift, a Kodak box brownie camera, and they arranged for a family trip to Yosemite National Park. And that set Ansel Adams on his life course. He visited Yosemite every summer after that for the rest of his long life, took hundreds of famous photographs, was on the board of directors for the Sierra Club for more than 40 years. Ansel Adams, who said, "There is a deeper thing to express the return of humanity to some sort of balanced awareness of the natural things, some rocks and the sky. We need a little earth to stand on and feel run through our fingers. Perhaps photography can do this. I'm going to try anyhow." Here's a poem for today by Marilyn Donnelly, Passage. "He who took the steps by two now pauses on each tread, and I who love him so am filled with dread." Short poem, I'll read it again. Passage. "He who took the steps by two now pauses on each tread, and I who love him so am filled with dread." Marilyn Donnelly's poem Passage from Coda, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.